everything first.
Bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen.
This is probably all right. We just turn it up a little bit. Just a minute here, kids, set up.
This afternoon.
Amen, brother.
As we travel through the desert, storms beset us all the way.
Amen.
But beyond the river Jordan lies a land of endless day.
Glory!
Farther on, still go farther, count the milestones, one by one. Jesus will forsake you never.
Amen.
It is better farther on. Oh, my brother, are you weary of the roughness of the way? Does your strength begin to fail you, and your vigor to decay? Farther on, still go farther, count the milestones one by one. Jesus will forsake you never. It is better farther on. At my grave, oh, still be singing.
Amen.
Though you weep for one that's gone, sing it as we once did sing it. It is better farther on. Farther on, still go farther. Count the milestones one by one. Jesus will forsake
you
never. It is better farther on.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. Bless you, Lord.
This psalm tells a little more about how much he loves us.
Bless you, Jesus.
Please listen to the words.
That's my brother.
Psalm, he gave his life for us.
Yeah.
That's a problem, be testified.
The first time I heard that song.
Bless him, Lord.
It really hit home.
Yeah.
And I thought about that. It was on my mind all night long.
Bless him, Lord.
I found that on the computer and I listened to it over and over and over.
Bless him, Father.
It just broke my heart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To think that the very Son of God.
Yeah. Step down.
Yes.
I know what I am.
Bless him, Lord.
He knows what I am.
Bless him, Lord.
Except for me.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen.
All right, let's be turning to Genesis 5 tonight, Genesis chapter 5. And Hebrews 11. Times here in life, I walk through dark valleys, and I question, oh Lord, when I don't understand. Then I hear Jesus say, my child, just keep walking. Over the next hill lies a beautiful land.
Amen.
Someday I shall walk to the top of Mount Zion.
Amen.
And I'll get to look into Canaan.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll say thou shalt.
Amen.
When I reach that city.
Glory to God.
For I'll never walk through the valley again.
Amen.
Someday I shall walk through death's lonely valley.
Remember.
But Jesus, my Lord, He'll hold to my hand.
Yeah, well, brother, He'll be there.
Oh, thanks be to God. It will be just a shadow.
Right.
And I'll never walk through the valley again.
Yeah, man.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Amen. Go ahead and testify.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Bless the heart, Lord.
Bless
you.
I just want to thank the Lord for saving me.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for saying so good to me because I sure don't deserve it.
Bless the heart, Lord.
And I want to thank you most of all for these teenagers.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
You know, this is our next church here.
That's right.
If we don't get our kids in here now,
bless
ain't nobody
Lord.
Else
thank
can
you.
Do it.
You're right.
Amen.
You know, a lot of times we fight and fuss and growl, and we come in here with big old frowns on our face. But let's think about Miss Donna that's laying up there and
yeah.
Anything in the world to be here.
That's right.
Lord, help.
Right.
Lord, help.
Bless her heart, I can't get her off my mind in that family.
Yes,
and
amen.
I can see her sitting there right now shouting, hallelujah.
Amen.
And when she crosses over,
amen.
Them big old arms would be a hugging and a rejoicing.
Right.
One of these days I'm going to see.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Thank God for hope of heaven.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Heaven's promises, they help with earth's sorrows.
That's right, baby. Amen.
Amen. All right. Genesis chapter 5, verse 21 through verse 24. We'll read verse 24 together. And Enoch lived 65 years and begot Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah 300 years, and he begot sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Read verse 24 together. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Thank you, may be seated. Hebrews 11 and 5 says, by faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him, for before his translation he had this testimony that he pleased God.
Amen.
Our fathers, we come this evening, we do thank you, Lord, for the Spirit of the living God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, that is in this place tonight.
Yes.
We're thankful where the two or three are gathered together, that you have given a promise to be in the midst.
Yes.
And Lord, we just come this evening, and we need the Lord's help. We need,
yes, Lord.
As the Lord's encouragement, we need the Lord's strength tonight. And there might be somebody here tonight that needs the Lord's salvation.
Help, Lord.
Lord, just to give us liberty tonight and help us to be able to give the folks something tonight. They took time to come back and to be here in the house of God in a great number tonight. And so we pray the Lord will put something on their plate and help them eat it tonight. Lord, I pray. And again, thank you for what you've done for us. And give me liberty to preach and help my heart be humble through the Word of God. And Lord, may we tremble at God's Word. And Lord, we pray, and have those attributes of humbleness and different things that draws God to people. And may we not have any of those things that makes God push away from us.
Amen.
Pride, arrogance, lying tongue, all these things that God hates.
Yeah.
And the Lord will be careful tonight to thank you.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 You know, God lost his walking partner back in chapter 3. You know, God used to walk with Enoch. God likes to walk, it seems like.
Yeah.
And in the verse 8 of chapter 3, it said they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day.
Yeah.
And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, "Where art thou?" Sin had caused God to lose his walking partner. But it didn't take God too long to get another one. We find here in chapter 5 that it talks about this man Enoch, and it talks about how that he walked with God. Now only two Bible people in the Bible are credited with walking with God, Enoch and Noah. And they both lived before the flood, when it was a very rare event for anybody to walk with God, because it was Antediluvian age. There was a lot of sin, a lot of wickedness. And God had already determined that he must destroy man whom he had made, because every imagination of his heart had become evil continually, the Bible says. Now, we do know that Noah was the great-grandson of Enoch.
Amen.
And doubtless Enoch's walk with God had an influence upon his grandson Noah. It
Amen.
Does make a difference. Amen.
Amen.
But the Bible says here, that Enoch walked with God. These little verses here, verse 21 through verse 24, is about all we got about Enoch, except what it says over in Hebrews 11, where that I read there a minute ago. But the Bible says that Enoch became God's walking partner.
Yeah.
And you know, a lot of people walking today. You know, everywhere you go, you see people walking. And I know this one guy on the other side of town that I could about set my watch by him walking his dog, because every time I go by there, I see him and that dog coming out, and he's walking the dog. Well, nothing wrong with walking the dog. Maybe you could walk the dog and walk with God. I used to walk some, and back a few years ago, I got to doing a lot of walking, and I'd walk 3 miles. And I'd start quoting scripture.
Amen.
And I'd remember scripture, quote scripture as I was walking. And I know a lot of people probably thought that I was crazy because they'd see me walking around talking to myself and quoting scripture. But I didn't really care. I just want to remember scripture. And I'd try to learn enough verses to last for my whole walk.
Amen.
And then, you know, sometimes when I first started, I didn't have enough verses. And so when I run out of verses, I just start talking to God.
Amen.
And just walk and talk with God.
Amen.
And I've met some folks, and their relationship with God is so, I covet their relationship with God in the sense that when they pray or when they're doing anything, it's just like they're talking to God. I mean, it's like they're talking to their neighbor, their friend, or somebody else. It's just, it's not put on, it's not fake. It just seems so real that when they talk, that they're just talking to God. So we have here about Enoch, and the Bible said that Enoch, that he walked with God. Now, In this verse here, the Bible tells verse 21 that Enoch lived 65 years and he begot Methuselah, and Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah. So this tells me there were 65 years that Enoch did not walk with God. There were 65 years that Enoch probably didn't know God. And it seems that there was maybe a crisis or something that started Enoch to walk with God. I've always believed, because the way God said it, he said that Enoch walked with God after he begot Methuselah. And I've always felt that there was something about Methuselah's birth that made Enoch get right with God or get saved, and it was after that that Enoch began to walk with God. I do know that a lot of people, they do begin to walk with God after a crisis. I know several folks that, you know, their baby was about to die, or their child was about to die, or their wife was about to die. And they begged God and said, God, you know, please, God, I'll get right with God. I'll get saved. Saved if you don't take my child or whatever like that. I know some instances like that. You say, well, somebody ought to get saved because their child got sick. Maybe their child got sick so they get saved. You know, God works in a lot of different ways to try to reach the human heart. And a lot of things we attribute to the devil or some other things, it just could be God at work. And it could be God, you know, trying to get our attention. You know, people say, well, I've had people say, well, I don't want to get saved just because I'm sick, or I don't want to get saved just because I'm having trouble. Listen, most of the people in the Bible that got saved got saved because they're in trouble. Maybe God sends the trouble so that we will know that we need God and we need to get saved. Matter of fact, I got saved when I was young. But I didn't walk with God in my teen years. Just this evening we were out at the hospital. We had most of our grandkids with us, and I worked at the hospital for about three or four years there when I was in high school, and I worked out there in the emergency room, x-ray, and finally ended up ventilation therapy, and I worked out there, and I seen this lady that I used to work with, Miss Alice. She's the black lady, and I used to work with her. And I seen Miss Alice down the hall, and I hollered at her, and I said, hey, Miss Alice. And she turned around, and I motioned for her to come here. And I said, I want to show you all my grandkids and I've got with me today. And I said, this is Davidney. This Davidney's here. Memphis is here. And Mackenzie. And I said, these are my grandkids. I got seven more. And I said, me and Miss Alice, I said, we used to work together, didn't we? And she said, yes. She said, we did. Said, we had some good times. And she started talking about people we worked with. Some of them's done gone and dead and all of that. And then right as she started to walk away, she said, well, she said, I tell you what, when your grandpa worked out here, he was wilder than a buck deer. She could have left that off. Amen. But there was a time in my life that I kind of went away from the Lord. And to be honest with you, it was when our first boy, Scott, was born there at the hospital. And I looked at him through the room, the viewing window there. And I went home to the little four-room house where we lived at. And I sat down there. There wasn't nobody there but me and God.
Amen, brother. That's right.
God began to speak to my heart. And I began to think about them little hands and the little feet and this child that God had given me. And I didn't get right with God that night, but I started in that direction. It wasn't long after that I got my life right with the Lord. Amen. I'm saying that Enoch walked with God after Methuselah was born. I don't know if Methuselah, maybe he liked to die when he was born, and maybe Enoch, maybe he wrestled with God and said, God, I'll start living for you. I'll start doing right. If you let the boy live, I don't know what happened there, but there was something about the birth of Methuselah that made Enoch to start to walk with God.
Amen. I'll tell you, there ain't no better time for a man to start walking with God than when God gives his children.
Bless you, brother.
They need somebody to be walking with God.
Amen.
They need somebody to be being an example to them.
Amen.
Old Sam Jones, Methodist preacher, and he was a good one, and he was a lawyer and a sot drunk before he got saved, and God saved him and then called him to preach. And I read years ago, one time there was a big snow on, and old Sam, he started to the barn for something, and as he's going through about a 6 or 8 inch snow, he said he heard something behind him, and he turned around, and his little boy was coming behind him. He didn't know he'd come out of the house. His little boy, he was stretching his legs out real far, and he was trying to step in them footprints that his daddy had made. And old Sam said, God got a hold of my heart and said, boy, you better walk straight, because there's somebody coming after you. There's somebody going to be stepping in your footsteps. Amen. The Bible said, Enoch, that he began to walk with God. He began to walk with God. Wonderful thing to walk with God.
Amen.
You know, Amos said that you can't walk with God unless you agree with God.
Right.
He said, how can two walk together except they be in agreement?
Amen.
You see, if me and Brother Jerry started walking tonight and we started up the hill there and we got to the stop sign, we'd have to be agreeing that we was going to go right or left, or we go to park time.
Right.
And if you're going to walk with God, you got to agree with God. You got to agree with what God says. You can't go with the world. You can't go with what the world says. You got to go with what the Word of God says. If you got to walk with God.
Amen.
Amen. Good preaching, brother.
I said, he didn't walk with God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I could see that old man walking around there, and of course, they could see him, but they couldn't see God. And I can see that old man walking around there and talking and maybe laughing. And them people saying, that old man's, he's nuts. He's crazy. He's crazy. Well, you know, they think we're nuts.
That's right.
But we're screwed in the right boat. They think we're crazy. And I told one of them, I am crazy. I'm crazy about Jesus.
Amen.
I'm crazy about the Word of God.
Amen.
I just got addicted to it, and I can't get enough of it.
Amen.
I don't want off of it, and I can't get off of it.
Amen. Amen.
I just love the Lord.
Amen.
I love walking with the Lord and talking with the Lord and just living with the Lord every day. He's real.
Yes. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
He's real. He's as real as my wife.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yep. We live in the same house, of course, and we talk and we have, you know, we have fellowship, but I want you to know that God's just as real as she is.
Amen.
And we talk to the Lord. We talk to the Lord. I know she talks to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Enoch, he started this walk with God when he was 65 years old.
Amen, Brother Rick.
That seems old to us. Of course, it wasn't old for Enoch. He lived a long time. The Bible said he walked with God 365 years. After this. So he lived a long time. 65 years wasn't long. You know, I got saved when I was 10. I'm 61 now.
Bless him, Lord.
And I've been preaching 35 years.
Amen.
And I just give anything if that little space in there.
Bless your heart, brother. Amen.
I know it. If that wasn't in there.
Yeah.
And I wish I'd got saved and just walk with God until he called me to preach, and then just keep on walking with God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. But when you walk with God, there's a lot of things that will try to draw your attention, try to call you away from that fellowship, try to call you away from that walk with God. Amen.
Yes,
amen. But I'm glad, Brother Eddie, tonight, that when I figure up my life right now, I don't know how much longer I got, but when I figure up my life right now, God's had most of it.
Amen. Hallelujah. Good place to put it, brother.
And I will tell you, young folks, tonight.
Yes.
Bless him, Lord.
Amen.
Man, give your life to God.
Bless
him,
God.
Amen. I don't know how long that he's got you down here to live.
That's right.
But whatever time he's got you here to live, if you'll give it to God, he can do more with it than anybody else.
That's right, brother.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's great. I wasn't going nowhere. Somewhat of a real bad introvert. Don't know where I'd been tonight if I hadn't one day the Holy Spirit, out of the goodness of God, seen me deal with my heart and humbled it down and I gave it to the Lord. Amen.
God bless you, Brother Rick.
And I'd just rather have him than anything.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Hallelujah,
yeah.
Brother.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah.
You know, people look at us and feel sorry for us.
All right.
Brother Durbin was telling us week about it. He said he went somewhere one time and he's calling preachers up and said this little old preacher come in and said he'd come in and pulled up in the parking lot and said the old car was smoking. He pulled up in there and said about 10 kids piled out of that car. And said the little boy said their britches up about like that. You know, it's too short for them and the shirt sleeves too long for them. He said that guy come in and said he looked like you just took his white shirt and just wadded it up and left it that way for about a night, and then he put it on the next morning.
Bless him, Lord.
Said it had a little old tie on, and a little old suit didn't fit nowhere. And Durbin said, I remember looking back at him and thinking, Lord God, who's that? And he said, then the moderator got up, and they preached a couple of preachers, and he called on him. Yes. Brother Durbin said, I can't believe he's called on him to preach. What's he thinking about? He said that preacher got up there and he brought all his kids up there and they had them to sing and said they all started singing and said God was everywhere.
Amen.
Brother Durbin said, I was on the front row and I remember saying this, woo! And I wish my kids could sing like that.
Amen.
He said they sat down and said that little old preacher come up. He didn't look like nothing. He wasn't dressed like nothing. But he said he opened up the Bible and started to preach, and it was like God was standing there. And Brother Durbin said about 30 minutes into it, I was crying, he said, and I said, I wish I could preach like that.
Glory!
He said they got up and said they all loaded up in a car. He said him and another man standing on the porch, and they loaded them in the car, and they fired that old car up. And he said you couldn't see for 10 minutes for the smoke. And said they started up the road, and I know that other guy said to said, ain't that pitiful? Somebody says, ain't that pitiful? And said that other guy standing there watched some tears rolling down his face. And he said, yeah, they ain't got nothing but God.
Amen. 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 Have you.
That's where it's at.
Amen.
Amen. Get God on our life.
Amen.
Getting God on the church.
Amen, brother.
Getting God on these young people.
Yes.
Thank God these
Amen.
Young people are coming to church.
And Amen.
We're praying that God will get on them.
Glory.
God will use them. And He Amen. Will. Amen. He will. He wants to.
That's right.
Amen. He walked with God. It was a crisis going on. He walked with the Lord.
That's good preaching.
What started it. And then it said in verse 22 that he walked with God after he begot Methuselah in 300 years. And begot sons and daughters.
Yeah.
He walked with God 300 years. It started in a crisis.
Yeah.
But it continued a long time.
Amen.
Amen.
Every now and then somebody will say, brother, they'll say, I'd get saved, Brother Rick, but I'm afraid I couldn't live it. You ever heard that?
Oh, yeah.
I'd get saved, but I'm afraid I couldn't live it. Well, you can't live it perfect. You can try to live it. But Jesus Christ came down here and lived a perfect life because we can't live it.
Right.
And if we could live it, He'd still been in heaven. God wouldn't have nailed Him to the cross.
Right. Right.
We don't frustrate the grace of God.
Amen.
If righteousness come by the law, then Christ died in vain.
Amen.
Right.
But Christ come down here, Brother Nathan, and He lived a perfect life for me.
Yeah.
Now, I need to try to live right. I need to try to do right. I don't believe in this stuff just living any way you want to.
Amen.
Doing anything you want to because you got saved 40 years ago and you don't go to church, you don't pray, you don't live for God. I don't believe in that stuff. If you got that, you need to get saved.
Amen.
I'll tell you what I do believe in. I believe in getting saved and trying to walk for God. You're still going to stumble and falter and fall.
Yeah.
I told my wife the other day, I think it's her. I said, you see, when a sheep, he can fall in a mud hole. He'll get up and get out of there. He don't like it.
Right.
But if a hog falls in one, he'll waller in and stay in.
Amen.
But you know how to tell if you're a sheep or a hog, if you like that mud hole.
Amen.
You might stay in it, but you ain't going to like it.
Amen.
Once you get saved, God has done something to you that that it's permanent fix. I mean, you can still see it, but you can't enjoy it.
That's right. Amen. That's right.
Amen. God doesn't work there to man's heart.
Yeah.
So lead it, walk with God. People say, I don't think I can live it. I don't think I can hold out. Enoch walked with God 300 years without a Scofield Bible.
Amen.
Without an independent Baptist church.
Amen.
Without Southern gospel music.
Amen.
He walked with God 300 years. He just had God. Now we got the Holy Ghost sealed up in us. Amen. We got the Word of God completed.
Yeah.
We got churches on every corner, preachers on every station.
Amen.
We ought to be able to walk with God, live for God, and stay with God. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. And walk with God for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Well, like the old saints, really walked with God a long time.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Yeah. Kept glory's coming up. Y'all ought to go with us. Little Leah, well, she'll be up there this year or not, but she's been there every year I've been there.
Bless him, Lord.
Her name is Miss Polly.
Yeah.
She'll raise that
little,
hand at you.
Little white, white-haired, Holiness Pentecostal woman, loves God.
Amen.
She'll get back there, and she always got her handkerchief with her. Boy, when she gets the victory, she'll start letting the devil know.
Yeah.
Amen.
She'll start waving that little old handkerchief, you know, and then she'll give a testimony that just make cold chills run up and down your spine.
Amen.
Amen. She just walked with God, just knows God, Brother Eddie.
Yeah.
She just loves God.
Amen.
The Bible said if anybody loves God, the same will be known of him.
Amen.
I don't have to run around with a bumper sticker on my car saying I love God. I don't have to holler at everybody that comes by, I love God. If I love God, everybody will know I love God.
Amen.
Amen.
That's the way Miss Polly was. I love them old saints.
Amen. Right.
Boy, I miss old Brother Shoffner. Mm-hmm. They see their own Brother Shoffner. They used to come by on the way to camp meeting every year, and I'd swap them out preaching. And I loved old Brother Shoffner's preaching. I like Dave C's, but I'll be honest, Brother Shoffner was my favorite. I could sit and listen to that old fella all day long. Amen. I never forget things he said.
Amen.
And I think about him saying when he got out of the Army, he had a best friend. And I'm not getting Alzheimer's or repetition, or not to, dementia, I'm telling this for a purpose. I know I just told it the other day, but he said when he was in the Army, he had a friend. They were close, bosom buddies. And after they got out of the Army, he said this friend one day drove up the lane, and he said, Brother Bill, said, I thought about you. He said, I'm fixing to start a little business, a little store, and I want to give you an opportunity to put $1,000 in it if you wanted to.
Bless him, Lord.
Yeah. And Brother Shoffner, he just has a way about talking I couldn't imitate. I wish they could, but he said, I'm gonna keep my $1,000. Sam.
Yeah,
Walmart. He said, you're talking about a mess and an opportunity. Amen.
Yeah.
Old Brother Shoffner, he walked with God. He loved God. I accidentally picked his Bible up one night in a meeting that he got out of hand, was all shouting, running, hollering, jumping. We were sitting beside each other. Both of us had Scofield Bibles. I picked his up. I was going home that night, and I got down almost to Elizabethtown, and Brother Durbin called. He said, Brother Prophet, he said, have you got Brother Shoffner's Bible? I said, no, I got my Bible. He said, you sure about that?
Bless him, Lord.
I opened it up, and Bill Shoffner. I said, I've got his Bible. He said, I said, I'll turn around and bring it back. I know how preachers are about their Bible. And he said, no, he said, just take it on home. He'll keep yours. And Brother Durbin them got to aggravate him that night in the fellowship hall. They said, Brother Prophet, get all your sermons. Said, he'll preach all of your outlines. Said, he'll write them all down. He'll preach them all. I never did even open his Bible. And he said, old Bill said, no, he said, that'd be like trying to shoot a .45 in a .22. It never worked.
Yeah.
He got that right.
Yeah.
What a preacher, man. What a preacher. I tell you, but just, you know, people like that, old Brother Tuttle, you know, people that just walk with God. You just had to appreciate Him. I mean, I just told it like it is. The Lord don't want to hear it like it is. But they've been telling that way, and they weren't going to change it. They just love God. They just walk with God. Boy, our young people, they need some people like that. And you and I have got to be it.
Yes,
we've got to be it. The other ones have done gone on, and now it's fell on us. Their mantle's fell on us, and we have to walk with God. We have to be an example to these young people. We have to get God on our lives so that they'll know that God's real. Amen. Yes, sir. What went a long time. Sometimes it's, people have a hard time walking with God a week or a year. Sometimes 6 months and they're out. But you and I will just be in it for the long haul.
That's right.
Just walk with God. Amen.
The only way to be.
Starting in a crisis, according to verse 21. Continued a long time, according to verse 22. We walked with God for a long time. Every day we walked with God, brother.
Amen.
But one day that walk with God came to a climax.
Amen.
It came to a high point. I'm sure they had a lot of good walks, a lot of good talks, a lot of good fellowship. I've had the Lord to come into the vehicle with me a time or two so strong that I had to pull off the road.
Amen.
Say why? I was crying too hard to see the road.
Amen.
Shouting too loud.
Amen.
It don't happen every day. I wish it does, but I did. But I've had God get in the car with me, Brother Eddie.
Amen.
Enjoying the fellowship with God and just it's so real.
Amen.
When that happens. Amen.
Amen.
And I've had some high times with God.
Oh, yeah. High places, David.
But my highest time of yours is yet to come.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. It said Enoch walked with God and he was not. And I like this. It said God took him.
Yeah.
Woo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at my head.
You know, I like the way God worded that. God took him.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like if, Enoch's walking with God and God just goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God just takes him.
Yeah.
And they walk with God. He's still walking with God.
Right.
Yeah. Still walking with God.
Amen.
Hebrews says it this way over in the book of Hebrews. He said it this way. He said, By faith, that's how Enoch walked with God. By faith.
Right, that's it.
You say, can Enoch see God? No, you can't see God. God's a spirit.
Right.
God's a spirit. So Enoch walked with God by faith, just like you and I walk with God by faith. See, God's right there.
Amen.
You say, I didn't know God's right there. Because he said he'd never leave me nor forsake me.
Right. Right.
He said he was present help.
Yes.
God's a spirit. And you say, hey, you know God's right there by faith. I believe what the Word said.
Yeah.
What God said. He said he'd be there. Amen.
Right.
Yeah. By faith, it says Enoch was translated.
Yeah.
And he should not see death. I like that word, translated.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible said when we got saved, God translated us from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light.
Amen.
The kingdom of God's dear Son. Amen.
Man.
You know, every time it's only found three times in the Bible that word translate, but every time it always goes, whatever it goes from, it goes to something better. Every time, always. And Enoch was translated, and he probably had it pretty good, but it went to something better.
Amen.
Somebody said, when was it? Back in the 60s or 70s that the first man went into space and the first man went into orbit. No, that wasn't the first man.
Yeah, right.
Amen.
No, somebody said the Russians sent him up and they called them cosmonauts. And America sent them up and they called them astronauts. But God sends them up and calls them was not.
Amen.
They ain't here no more. Amen. They just gone.
Amen.
You say you don't really believe that could happen to somebody, do you? Bible said.
Yes. Amen.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Amen.
So then it's a type of the rapture, you know.
Amen. Going to happen again.
Noah's a type of that Jew. And he's safe in the ark, but he has to go through the tribulation. He has to go through the wrath of God.
Right.
Yeah.
But see, Enoch, he's a type of the church, the believer.
Yeah.
He goes out before that.
Right.
Yeah.
God takes him out before all that starts. God takes Enoch out.
Amen.
So he walked with God. He was by faith translated to heaven, where he continues to walk with God.
Yeah.
Can't you imagine there where he lived at the next day or two? Somebody said, anybody seen him?
Yeah.
No, I hadn't seen an old man. He was about half crazy. He walks around all the time talking to himself, laughing, crying, about half crazy. I don't know where he's at. I haven't seen him. That's what they're going to say somewhere.
Yes.
Yeah.
When thousands of people leave this world.
Amen.
By the way of the rapture.
That's right.
Yep.
But the Bible said we shall not all sleep, but we'll all be changed.
Right.
Amen. Amen.
I seen that one time over a nursery. We'll get that in a minute.
Yeah.
We shall not all sleep, but we'll all be changed. But the Bible says we shall not all sleep, but we'll all be changed in a moment. Token.
Amen.
In a moment. In the twinkling of an eye.
Right.
I think if I remember right, that's 1/1100th of a second.
Glory.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's fast.
Amen.
Yeah. I know some of you boys think your car is fast, but uh-uh. I know you think your cell phone's fast, uh-uh.
Amen.
Your email's fast, uh-uh. It's slow.
Amen, brother.
The fastest thing that there ever is going to be is when God takes us out of this world.
Amen.
Go in a moment, a twinkling of an eye.
Woo!
Paul said, this I declare unto you, brother. Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God.
That's right.
Right.
But he said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. We'll all be changed in a moment, twinkling of an eye, at the sound of the last trumpet. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised, and this corruption shall put on incorruption, this mortal shall put on immortality.
Yeah.
And then shall be brought to pass the saying, death is swallowed up of life. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin be in the law.
Amen.
But thanks be unto God that giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Paul said, I would not have you to be ignorant. There's a lot of ignorant brothers. God wouldn't have you to be ignorant.
Right.
Amen.
He said that you sorrow not as others which have no hope. When we believe that Jesus died and rose again from the dead, even those which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him when he comes.
Amen.
For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain shall not prevent them which are asleep.
Yeah.
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout.
Yeah.
I know some Baptists don't believe in shouting, but the Lord's going to descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ are going to rise first, and then we that are alive, we're going to be called up together to be with the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words.
Yeah.
Woo! Yeah.
Amen.
Going on
then,
brother. Yes, sir.
Amen.
I'm not too worried about Obamacare.
Right.
Amen.
Because God cares.
Yes.
Casting all your care on him.
Amen.
Because he cares about you. Amen.
Amen.
I'm not, I hate to say it, folks, but I'm just, I might as well be honest.
Be honest.
I'm not too worried about all this election stuff coming up.
Yeah.
Amen, buddy.
Yeah. Amen. I mean, I'll vote for the best candidate. I'll study him out. I'll do what I can.
Yeah.
But I've come to be like the old boy that was out there where we was camping out, and Scott and him was kids, and this old boy down there, he was about 30 years old and looked like a wrestler, but his mentally, he's about 12. We'd go down there and fish every night. He'd come down there and fish with us. And it was election fixing to take place. And every day, 100 times a day, he'd say, who you going to vote for? I said, I don't know. He said, I'm voting for Jesus. I'm voting for Jesus.
Amen.
And I thought mentally he was challenged, but the more I think about it, I think I was mentally challenged.
Yeah.
The government's going to be on his shoulder, bro.
He knew that the government was going to be on his shoulder.
Yep.
He knew this mess was never going to get straight out to Jesus God.
Amen.
Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
But by faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death.
Right.
I'm prepared for it. I got some life insurance.
Oh yeah.
If it goes that way, I think my wife will be under heavy burden. I've got some life insurance, and I've almost got up enough nerve to get a grave. But I ain't got one yet. But I'm thinking about going down there.
Borrow one.
The fella told me he got one the other day. It was $900 for one. I'm thinking about going down there and telling the fella, I'll give you $400 for one because I ain't going to need it all.
Yeah.
Try to chew with him a little bit. Amen. Amen. I believe it was Harold Seitler, Brother Bill. You may help me on this. I believe it was Harold Seitler that he always said that, he wanted to be in the rapture.
Yeah.
And I think Curtis Hudson was dying, and Dr. Seitler went down there to see him. And he told Brother Curtis, he said, I've changed my mind. He said, I did want to go by the rapture. But he said, the more I've thought about it, I just want to go to the grave. I don't want to miss any of it. I want to be in all of it. So it don't matter anyway. If you're saved, you're coming up. You're going.
Yep.
Amen. And if you walk with God every day, He might take us anytime.
Amen.
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 That's right.
I just need to remind you all that truth tonight.
Yeah, truth.
I just told you this morning, I was up there in my office, and I was praying.
Yeah.
Oh, once it dawned on me, the Lord might come today.
Yeah. Amen.
The Holy Spirit said, the Holy Spirit told me that. Said the Lord might come today.
Right.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Woo!
Looking for Him.
I said, Lord Jesus, I ain't even thought about that all week.
Yeah. Bless you, Brother Rick.
Hey.
You know, we get so caught up.
Yeah.
All that's going, all these things slip our mind.
Yeah.
I think the Lord was telling me, you need to remind the people tonight.
Yeah. Every day.
That's right.
You need to remind them. Yeah. Preacher asked me up there at that meeting this week. He said, you ever preach on the second coming? I said, I preached on it for 6 months, 1 year. Preached on the second coming in every book of the New Testament.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I believe He's coming.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't changed my belief. And Eddie, my belief in it has not wavered any.
Amen.
To be honest tonight, I'm more settled and stable in it than I've ever been.
Glory.
Yeah.
I believe He's coming. I believe it could come at any time.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Yeah. I just want to be walking with Him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Right.
That's right.
Right.
Thank you,
brother.
Yeah. Think about that.
Yeah.
Yes.
If He comes tonight before this service is over,
yeah.
Whew, who's not saved, lock up.
Yeah.
Woo.
Well said.
That's right. Hey,
here's my key.
Yeah.
Here's your key. Yeah. And my car, I like just a few $1,000 having it paid for. It's yours if you'll finish it off.
Amen. Amen.
I don't need none of it. Amen.
You need to put some gas in mine.
No, sir. We got a promise, folks.
Yeah. Woo!
See, great present promise.
We're saved tonight. The great apostle Paul, influenced by the Holy Spirit of God, called it a blessed hope.
Yeah.
Blessed hope. Lord, I thank you tonight. Thank you, Lord, these few little thoughts, rethoughts, gathered up again in my mind. And I'm glad you encouraged the saints with them tonight. Thank you, folks, that's come out.
Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, may these truths be real to us because they are real.
Yes.
And Lord, may we not sorrow as others which have no hope. Lord, may we, like Enoch, walk with God every day and get up and say good morning to him.
Yes.
And sup with him with our coffee there at the table and sup and talk with him and walk with him throughout the day.
Yeah.
And converse with him as we read your Bible and say, Lord, what's this mean?
Bless.
And when we have troubles, go to him and say, Lord, I need your help. I need your direction. I need your guidance.
Bless.
You become more real in all of our lives.
Yes.
Because it'll make all of our lives more easy. And God's real in our life. If there's somebody here tonight, Lord, that's not walking with God, they don't want to be left behind when others are taken. Lord, when you take the church out, they don't want to stay here in this old wicked world. It's bad enough with the church, and you know what it'd be like without one. It'll be awful. If there's anybody lost tonight, Lord, may they come down to this altar.
Yeah.
Lord,
May tonight be a crisis in their life. They realize they're lost. They're going to hell. That's the worst crisis they are. And may they come tonight and get saved and start walking with God. Just keep walking with Him till they walk to the end of this life. Just walk out of the end of earth and into heaven. Walk with God throughout the eternal ages. Help us, Lord, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Let's stand tonight.
Lord.
Amen, brother.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to walk close to the Lord so I can hear His whispers.
Yeah.
Some people can't hear God. They're too far away from
Him. That's right, brother. Yeah.
But I want to be right close to Him where I can hear every whisper. I feel smiles.
Amen.
All right. Any word on anyone's heart tonight? Any word before we let you go? Brother Ed.
I'd like to thank the Lord, Brother Ed, to be here tonight. It's a great message. You know, I know we can't see God, but I believe one day we will. I believe at the end of the road, I believe we'll see Him. I believe we'll see Him like Isaiah saw Him high and lifted up. I believe, praise God, on that day, buddy, we'll say, I'm glad I walked with you. I was thinking about that up there when I was a praying. I thought, Lord, at the end of this walk, I'll not only see you, but I'll be with you. Man, what a blessed thought. The Bible said when we see Him, we'll see Him as He is. Whew, what a sign.
Amen. Somebody else? Anybody else tonight have a word for the Lord?
Well,
yes.
I'd like to testify and tell you how good God is to me.
Amen.
He's the best thing that ever happened, like you said.
Yeah.
I might not can see, but you know what? I can sure feel Him.
Amen.
I know why I feel God in this place.
Amen.
I know He's here. I know He walks with us.
Thank
He travels with us. He goes everywhere. You know what? He's one that leads us, guides us.
Amen.
God. Without denying that, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about what tomorrow's going to be.
Amen.
I know who's going to bring tomorrow, and I know who's going to be in tomorrow.
Amen.
Because if He ain't, I'm like David. You know what? Take everything I got. You know what? He can have my wife, my kids, my dog, and don't take His spirit from me.
Amen.
And I thank God for that tonight, that you can come to the house of God. You know what? We've got brothers and sisters all over this world. You know what?
Amen.
It ain't just this little
church.
That's right. Church
all out
there. You know, there are people out there that love God.
Yeah.
You know what? And they walk with God and they talk with God and they can reach God.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. You know what? That you can come to a body of believers and feel God in it.
Oh, yeah.
God's right here. He's walking with somebody in here tonight.
Amen.
And he's walking with me tonight, and I appreciate that.
Amen.
I appreciate the fellowship that we've had today with y'all. I appreciate finding some believers up here in Kentucky.
Amen.
And it's just been a privilege to spend the day to hear the word.
Woo!
God. You know
Amen.
What? Be able to digest it. You know what? I'm going to go home tomorrow or tonight. I can't get enough. I'm like you. I'm like a junkie.
Amen. Yes.
And thank God for that. You know what? That I can. He's no respecter of person. You know what? If He'll talk to you, He'll talk to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thank God for that tonight. That, you know what? I don't have to be rich. I don't have to be poor.
Right.
You know what? I can be whatever God wants me to be.
Right.
That's my sole desire, to be what God wants.
Amen.
Amen. And I thank
Amen.
God for that tonight. That I have to answer to no man.
Amen.
Amen.
Good testimony, brother.
That's what heaven is.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
Coming by here today, Lord led him here and his wife, family with him there. And we may never see him again.
Right.
Yeah, right.
But you'll see him in heaven.
Yeah.
One day in heaven, you know, we'll say, hey, we're in church again.
Yeah.
I'd like to say something. Yes, the Lord can have me when He gets ready for me. But I don't want to leave here with unfinished tasks.
Yes,
you know, I want to do everything that I can
for
somebody that they would see Jesus.
That's right.
So y'all keep us in prayer that we'll always be about the Lord and not leave here with unfinished tasks.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Don't ever be these stupid Baptists that think they're the only ones that's going to go to heaven.
Amen.
Don't ever do that.
Yeah.
God has all people everywhere. God has people. And if you're God's person and they're God's person, it won't take you long to figure it out. The Spirit will bear witness one to another
that
you're both children of God. Amen. We're independent Baptists, but we need all of our brothers and sisters.
Amen. Amen.
We're just independent from the conventions and all that junk. But we need all of God's people. We need all the prayers of everybody.
Yes.
Amen. Amen, brother.
One day in a revival, Brother Paul Davis said it just the way I think it too. God's got a great big sieve up there, and we're all going to go through it. He's going to sieve out all the trash,
right.
But we'll all be there.
Yeah. Amen. I like what that one of the Baptist preachers said. And he said, you know, they say we're the bride of Christ, but the way the Bible explains that is in the Bible, we're not really married to Him yet.
Yeah.
We're espoused to Him.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, before you get married, so people's got different names. Jones, Taylor, Smith, Sewell, Wade. But after you get married, you know, the bride changes her name. And then she has the same name as the groom.
Yeah.
And he said, right now, the reason there's so many of these different fellowships and denominations is because we ain't married yet.
Amen.
But when we get married, We're going to all have the same name.
Amen.
And he said, someone asked him, said, what's that name going to be? And he said, God ain't told us yet, because if he did, somebody would start wanting that name. Not just an old country preacher, you know, probably never even finished sixth grade. That's why I believe him.
Amen.
He just knows God. Amen.
Amen.
Well, I don't know. It's a lot more we don't know than what there is we do know.
That's right.
I just know God loves me, and I know I'm saved. Christ died for me. And I know I'm to love all the brothers in Christ and all the sisters in Christ. I'm to love them all as children of God, as part of my family.
That's right, Brother Rick.
Amen. All right, anybody else? Yes, sir.
Bless you. 10 years ago today, we've been living for God.
Bless him, Lord.
You thankful for my wife.
Bless him. Bless you, Brother Greg.
She started going to church. I'm thankful for that because she's the one that got us in here.
Yeah.
I learned more the last 15 years than all my life about God. I love him. And I thank him for what he's given us because he's blessed us directly.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Thank the Lord. Yes, sir.
I thank the Lord for saving me. Thank the Lord for the blessings he's given me.
Bless you, Brother Bill.
And the strength he's given me.
Oh, yeah.
And I've had to draw my strength from God.
Sure.
Yeah. And to get through day-to-day things.
Amen.
And I just want to thank him for taking care of me, watching over me.
Amen.
And the blessings.
A blessing, Brother Bill.
Amen.
Amen. All right, anybody else? Yes, myself.
I just want to thank the Lord for being so good to me, and I'm just so blessed.
Oh, yeah.
I'm thankful for my family, and, you know, I'm standing here looking around at my children.
Bless the Lord.
And, you know, it's very few times that I sit in this service that I don't have some family here.
Yeah.
Amen. I just want to thank you for being so good to me.
Amen.
Bless. It's a blessing to see them talk about what they want to do.
Amen.
The zeal to want to do it.
Amen.
I just ask all the ladies in the church that, you know, come, it's at 6 o'clock, and be praying for these kids that want to do this for the Lord.
Amen.
And
praise
the
Lord. Thank you.
Sure. Amen. One more time, thank God for all these young people.
Amen.
Do something. Yes. Yes.
Bless the Lord.
And what he showed me since we've been coming to this church, what I've asked people to pray for, he's answered those prayers.
Amen.
Amen.
And what he does now for me every day.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Bless the Lord. Amen. All right. Anybody else tonight? Yes, Ms. Hill. I seen you the first time, but I didn't know if you was praising the Lord.
Well, I will praise God. My life works the little kids, talking about God's presence here in the sanctuary. Marla and I teach the kindergarten, first grade. About a month or two ago, we were in the class, and I was talking about heaven, and got real excited. And the more excited I got, Marla started crying, and we could feel God's presence.
Amen.
Totally.
Amen.
And shortly after that,
Memphis
got saved.
Amen. You
tell
one. Amen. Amen. The preacher said this week, he said that, you know, all these churches, and said they emphasize, they advertise that they're all about family. But he said, as soon as the family gets in, they split them all up and send them off to different places.
Amen.
And, so that's a pretty good thought. Amen. And I just like everybody in here worshiping together.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
And, I guess I'm too old-timey maybe, but I just remember going to church with my mom.
Yes.
My mom and all of us would be sitting on the pew there. And they didn't know about no nursery or nothing.
Yeah.
They just,
yeah,
you just went in there and you behaved and you worshiped God. Guess what? You got saved.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Amen, brother.
Yeah. Amen. All right. Well, I'm not going to preach to you no more. Anybody else? Do pray for our brothers and sisters that are having struggles and hard times.
Amen.
Let's be faithful to pray for them faithfully. Amen. God,
forbid
that we should sin and not praying for them.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. All right, you're free to go. Lord bless you.
Thank you.